From Michigan Radio, you're listening to a State of Opportunity special. I'm Zach Rosen. The following profile is an excerpt from a longer documentary I just produced. It's about LGBTQ youth and family acceptance and rejection. You can hear the entire thing at michiganradio.org. But right now, I want to introduce you to Jaleesa Abad.
My alarm went off, so I gotta take my hormones. I take them 3 times a day.
Jaleesa was never kicked out of her home. She was never in the child welfare system, but her dad stopped talking to her years ago.
I still don't think till this day he understands what transgender is. To him, I'm just gay. And that was not something that we discussed. And if you discuss it, I'm going to beat the gay out of you.
Jaleesa says she always felt love from her mom. But at the same time, when she wanted to transition at age 15, her mom said no. Wait until you're 18.
I can say that my mom has always been very accepting in the sense of she loves me and I'm her child, but I had a younger sibling. So it would always be like, okay, I love you, but don't do that if your little brother's around. Or tone that down because I don't want him to be confused. Or I don't want him to ask questions on why his brother paints her nails, has long hair, and looks like a girl. So yeah, you love me, but at the same time, I felt like there was some times where I had to stifle myself. And if this makes sense, take away from me just to make other people comfortable. And when I realized that my job was not to make you comfortable, but to live my authentic self, and it's your job to find your comfort within me or just let me be, that's what I chose to do.
So Jaleesa left her home in Florida when she was 17, and she struck out on her own. Now she's 31. 5 years ago, she moved to Detroit, and since then, she's become one of the most outspoken advocates for transgender issues in the area.
This is my little handy-dandy advocating book. This is a meeting that I have, or that I'm setting up with Highland Park Police Department, so that we can train them on how to deal with transgender women. This is a page of places that I've applied that are organizations that offer women empowerment. So I think
sitting in Jaleesa's living room with us is Ashley Avery.
I self-identified as Ashley. It had to be like 2013, maybe 14. So I started my hormones at the age of 24.
I heard you called Jaleesa your mom.
Yeah. So like, coming up in it's like the gay world, you have your gay family. Like, you have your mom, your brother, your sister, your dad, your cousin, you know. You make your own family out of the streets, basically. And
just to clarify, these are not people Ashley is biologically related to. And a lot of them are about the same age. But they create their own family because the families they were born into aren't as accepting as their chosen family.
Because a lot of us are displaced or don't have that support system.
Jaleesa and Ashley became close after landing jobs at a local nonprofit. Ashley no longer works there, but Jaleesa does. Only part-time, though, and for a minimum wage.
I am very grateful for the employment that I have, but working part-time at only 20 hours at minimum wage, unfortunately, is not conducive to be able to live, especially when you don't have other employers or organizations willing to give you an opportunity.
Between living in one of the poorest cities in the country and being transgender, it's been extraordinarily difficult for both of them to find steady work.
If I go in a place as Ashley, they're going to be looking at me like, you know, we can't hire you, you know. And now if you take that off and take your hair out and take your earrings out and, you know, take your makeup off, we can hire you. So it's complicated.
According to a study from a few years ago, joblessness among transgender people was at 14%. That's double the national average at the time.
People always say this is the life that we chose. I didn't choose this. At 6 years old, I knew that something was different. I just didn't know how to articulate it. Again, if we as a community just broaden our minds and are open-minded and are logical about a lot of situations, you would clearly know that I am not going to pick to put myself in danger when I leave the house every single day just because I want to live my authentic self. You have to worry about having bottles thrown at you, or that we don't get respect from police, or the fact that my own biological father, for his own personal reasons, has chose not to talk to me, who in their right mind would want to pick that for themselves? If there was some magic pill that I could swallow to where I would be what society deems as normal, I would have popped those pills a long time ago, just like I'm popping the hormones that I pop every day to live my true authentic self. I didn't choose being transgender no more than you chose to be white and Ashley chose to be black.
At the light, you're gonna make a right.
On a Thursday night, I am driving around Palmer Park at 6 Mile and Woodward in Detroit. Ashley is in the front seat and Jaleesa's in back.
Take him by the boy side first.
I am. That's what I'm about to do. That's why we came down this way.
Palmer Park is one of the main hubs for sex work in Detroit. Jaleesa refers to it as survival sex work.
That spot right there, we be all in front of the laundromat. They be calling the police. He be calling the police on us, but we don't be giving a damn. We be trying to make our money.
I want it to be to where my transgender sisters on 6 Mile and Woodward, there will be a point in time where you're out there because you're just freaky and that's what you feel like doing for the night. Not because you don't have a choice and that is what you have to do in order to survive.
Jaleesa says she used to work out here, but it's become too dangerous. When she does do survival sex work, she invites her clients to her apartment where she feels like she's got the upper hand.
You're in my environment. You don't know where my weapons are hidden. You don't know if I have a friend in the closet, in the bathroom, down the hallway, just for my own safety. Have someone on speed dial to where all I gotta do is push a number and they gonna walk in the door.
In the last 4 years, 7 transgender or gender non-conforming people have been killed in Detroit.
In the summertime when the weather's really good, they'll slow creep. The girls will walk up because you think it's a date. And as soon as you walk up, they're unleashing with paintball guns hard in your face, wherever they hit you. They'll drive by while you're standing on the corner and swerve up real quick and throw a bottle and keep it moving. They know the police aren't stopping. So now you have to stand there with your girls and hope that they're just going to keep throw the bottle and keep it moving as opposed to get out the car. Now you have to fight grown men. And let's not play pretend. Everybody in Detroit has a weapon. Everybody in Detroit has a weapon. So
what do you two do for protection?
I have a couple of weapons. I'm not going to mention what I have, but I do have a couple of weapons, you know, to protect myself at all costs. I pray, you know, before I go to the stroll. And I just watch my back.